Alaba Audio Library is a subscription-free lending library of audiobooks for vision-impaired and other print-disabled people, with over 10,000 mainly unabridged and human-voice-read titles which their members can borrow. To add to their existing MP3 disc and USB memory stick services sent through the post, they also have an online streaming service, which enables books to be heard live, as it were, from the internet. And in addition to that, as from the start of this year, they also have an audiobook download service. This works by installing a special Calibre program or app, as it's called, onto someone's existing mobile phone or tablet, so they can download the whole book in audio to play back whenever they choose on their phone or tablet. And there's no extra charge for this new service for Calibre members. Josh Pallett from Calibre's membership services explained a bit more about what the Calibre download app service is all about.
Essentially, it's just a very simple program that you can download to any of your smart devices, such as things like mobile phones and tablets, to play our books on. In lieu of having a tape player that you put tapes into, it would be almost like a virtual tape player that you can access all of your stories on that way.
And if you're holding the mobile phone in your hand, for example, and you've got this app up and running, does it talk back to you? Because for people with no sight at all, I mean, can they access it through a mobile phone?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, the app was designed both for and indeed with those who are partially sighted. It's very much a tactile kind of thing. You locate all the information on the screen by simply running your finger across it, and the thing just talks back to you and tells you what you're doing. So it's all there for you. You know, you can't really go wrong with it. We've tried to keep it as simple and as accessible as possible.
And I presume it works on any type of smart mobile phone or tablet. So if people have already got one, they download the app onto their own device, and will it work on everything?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very simple to use, and it's across the board. You know, it works on any of these devices. You've got iPads, iPhones, any Android devices, tablets, that sort of thing, really. And the interface is exactly the same across the board as well.
And you talked about accessing the service and how you kind of interface with it, I think you said. And ultimately, you are, as your name suggests, an audio library of books. So how do you lay out the library? I mean, what's the kind of equivalent on the app of walking into the local library, for example, and wandering down the different aisles with different subjects, different books, different genres, different topics? How do you navigate, find what you want to read on the app?
Unfortunately, you can't walk up to the librarian and ask for what you're looking for, but we've got the equivalent on the service, which is there's a search function which works either for authors or for titles of books. You can search by genre. There are many different ways to find what you're looking for, essentially. A lot of our members are into murder mysteries, so if you put death in the search box, then you'll probably get most of the things you're looking for.
I guess that's exactly the parallel, perhaps, with the library, that there are murder mystery sections within a library, and there are romantic novels, and then there are history books and factual and autobiographies. You can do all that on the app, can you? Search that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can search by category. If you fancy historical fiction, or you want a bit of a laugh, and you want a bit of humour, then you can search all of the books that way. And they're organised alphabetically. You can just sort of scroll down and see what you can find.
And in terms of the number of books there on the app and the number of books in your overall library, are they the same? How many books, first of all, have you got in the overall library?
In our library currently, we now have over 10,000 titles.
And how many of those are available on the app at the moment?
Well, it's actually quite hard to pin down as it's growing every day, you see. We haven't got the entire library uploaded just yet due to copyright restrictions and things like that. We have to obviously get permission from the publishing houses, but the number is growing every day. As soon as we get permission to do so, that book goes straight up and it's accessible in the same way. And that list, as I say, is just growing every single day.
And are we talking about hundreds or even a few thousand up there at the moment?
We're in the thousands and growing, yeah.
And what about the kind of rules and regulations of using the service? Obviously, you have to be a Calibre member. Is this, like everything else you do, though, subscription-free? Once you've joined and paid the membership fee, is there a subscription associated with this at all?
No, not at all. Just like with all of our services, there's a one-off payment of £35 or £20 for our young Calibre members. And that gives you access to any and all of the services we provide, all the postal services, and indeed the app as well, the download service. So no further payments to be made. Essentially, the app itself is free as well, no cost there. You can download up to a maximum of 4 at a time. That has to be done on your home internet connection. But as soon as they've been downloaded to your phone, you can then listen to them wherever you are.
And I guess if people want to know more detail about actually using it, possibly making sure that they've got the right technology to accept your app, can they phone you and talk the whole thing through with you?
Oh, they certainly can. Yeah. I mean, I work on membership services myself, and that's exactly what we're there for. You know, we're there to just help people out, have a chat about things, offer any advice on any of the services we have. And, you know, as much as we're going more towards this digital side of things now with the apps and things like that, really, I find it invaluable to just have someone on the end of a phone to talk to. And we're always there.
Well, there you have it. The invitation to phone Calibre and ask about their new download app service, or indeed any of the other ways they can make their library of audiobooks available for their members to hear. And you can also, of course, inquire about joining Calibre if you wish. And the phone number is 01296 432 339. That's 01 296 432 339, or you can email enquiries@calibre, spelt calibre.org.uk.